So traveling and the driver, if the driver is a goy, so it doesn't really matter. But if the driver happens to be a yid, which is very often the case, coach driver is a yid, are the girls allowed to sing in the coach? Yeah, they are machshel, a yid, by they're forcing him to listen to their singing.
You could use the svara that you can't, if it's everybody singing, you don't hear the individual voices so much. I don't know if that's any heter.
Very good. I want to talk about this heter as well. It's interesting.
I'm throwing that out there.
Can I say something about what you said?
Yeah, it's very interesting. What's that?
About what you said before, I just remember something. About yourself, when he was the chief rabbi of Egypt, many years ago, used to love Arabic music. And he used to love a particular singer, Umm Kulthum, a woman, and he used to listen to her.
Ah.
But he never knew how she looks like. Once he was, his driver took him in Cairo, his driver. And the driver said to him, "You see this one? That's the singer you like." And after he saw the woman face, the singer, he never listened to her.
He never listened again. That makes sense.
If you don't know the woman face.
You don't know who she is, what she looks like. Then it's yeah.
It's okay. If you know what she looks like.
Then it's a problem. Interesting story. Interesting story.
What's when I was younger, apparently in the early in Germany, the Adas people would go to the opera.
Yeah, so there is, it's true, there is such rumors and there is such shmurs. There is even, I heard once that, yeah, it was quite, they say it was quite common to go to the opera. I don't know if it's true or not. I wasn't able to evidence it or not, but it's true, that's what people say. People say that. People say that. I'm not sure it's true. I wasn't able to find proof or counterproof of it. I don't know. I know that the post-war years, the Yekes certainly didn't do that. It must have been, you know, in the 1880s, 1890s, but in the early 1900s, I don't know. Now in terms of the, what do you think about his coach, Shaila? Coach, girls, 30, 40, 50 girls, grammar school girls, in Eretz Yisrael singing on a coach. Are they allowed to sing on the coach? That's what they do. That's what they enjoy. The coach is an Arab, who cares? The coach is a Yid, what happens? Are they allowed to do that?
People were singing together.
Very good, so that's what you mentioned as well.
Is it his problem or their problem?
They are not allowed to be machshel. Tol Hilchos Tznius is based on the concept.
But you can say, let him get another job. Or drive
Egged buses. Find him another job.
Drive Egged buses, I don't know.
That's the current situation. You know, he is driving the bus. You know, ask him why. But that's the situation. The whole idea of tznius is based on the fact that the girl, ladies have to be
sonua. He can't say to them, "You got to stop singing."
Even if he doesn't care, maybe he's even asking for it. He doesn't care. Whatever. We're asking on the girl's perspective. Are they allowed to do something which is not tzniustic? The answer, I would say, is they're allowed to. They're allowed to. For a simple reason, because they are allowed to. Shem Zaman says they are allowed to.
Isn't it causing Lifnei Eiva putting a stumbling?
The answer is that they are allowed to because he is driving, he's busy driving. And as long as...
In Israel?
I hear, yeah. So they should be anyway. So they are busy driving, they're focusing on their driving, and therefore he's not going to be able... So the rule is, if somebody is very focused on doing something... Then somebody's busy focused doing something. A man is unable to focus on two things simultaneously.
Is that derech omnus?
That's exactly
that. Same thing, or is that?
Yeah, it's very very similar. It's basically that. Yeah.
Is it also if there's a few of them singing? You can't.
Right. So very good. So that's now the second point that you all mentioned about is that a few voices. Does it make a difference the fact that it's not one voice but a few voices together? So that would be potentially the head of an opera. Or in this case now, many girls singing together in the coach. Does it help the fact that it's many voices together? The consensus of all the prominent poskim is that it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It can be one, it can be 10, it can be 100. It doesn't make a difference. If you've got many, and the reason for that is because if you've got many, each voice is a problem, so just
you can't distinguish one particular person.
So like we find generally the rule, you are saying that I find generally the rule of Te Kololoi Mishtama, and you can't say Kaddish to, you know, to people don't, it's two shofars together, etc. So, but I suppose that would be the argument, Te Kololoi Mishtama, when it comes to Tznius, it's a bit different than we are Machmir. An interesting question as well is, what about a lady who dashens a speech by a lady? Allowed to go to a speech given by a lady?
A lady speaker.
A lady speaker.
She's not singing, you mean?
Yeah. I'm asking, are you?
Tricky one. Shouldn't be facing her, really.
Okay, assuming you're not facing her.
So it's the machmir not to have female writers.
Writers? Okay. Female writers?
Some of them.
I want to say as follows. Look, what's the words of the Shulchan Aruch say? I mean, it's pretty black and white. Yeah, but then it says, the translated speaking voice is not a problem. However, there are some people who are stringent, and they claim that every experienced professional speakers don't speak monotonous, and they've always ensured that the pitch always goes up, the pitch goes down, otherwise it gets very, very monotonous and very boring. So there is an element of musical enhancement by every professional speech. Would you agree or disagree with that statement? There is that character to it, should we call it, that thing which is close to music.
Animated voice,
absolutely. So they claim, those stringent opinions claim, that just like Kol Be'isha Erbo is a problem, when it's singing, this is close enough to singing, and therefore they forbid it. I must tell you, I find it very hard to understand it, based on the Rama over here. Kol HaRogel Bo'yena Erbo, it's surely talking about speech, and it's very hard to understand.
You can never hear a woman talking.
Yeah, but there's always that anyway.
Talking to each other.
Yeah.
What about Rabbi? It brings out the personality.
Yeah, so that's true. That is true as well. That there are, in your day, there's halachas to be found that there's stomach problem of a woman speaking in front of men because there's, you know, the stomach not sneeristic. But that's what I'm talking about. Let's say if she's not even. Yeah, so that there might be another aspect to it, of but not the speaking, the darshaning aspect.
What about if a woman's giving a shir to men? Is that allowed or not?
Yeah, that's what we're saying now. So there is stringent opinions in terms of the speak, but some say that the speech itself is problem. But besides it, there may be another element that it's inappropriate for men to be sitting in an environment that the woman speaks and addresses the men. But that's a problem that's not directly got to do with Kol Be'isha Erbo, and that itself is a bit of a machlokes. Now, the radio Shaila, or any recording for that matter, there is, many poets can speak about this, and the, what do you think about radio?
What is it, singing?
Singing.
You can't see them, you're just hearing a voice.
Yeah.
It's not their actual voice, it's
digitally, yeah. Yeah, so
that's quite stark, isn't it?
It sounds close enough to the thing. So the poskim, the poskim generally, they answer it. There is very few prominent poskim who say that it's fine just because it's a recording. Again, your question that you've asked about somebody who's not alive, that's an interesting one, I don't know. But in terms of the recording aspect, the fact that it's recorded, that itself doesn't really make it better. It might be a little bit better, but it doesn't make it significantly better, not enough to be muttered. What about family? What about close family? And then we'll continue with close.
What about when women?
One second, I just want to ask, what about close family?
Won't need to hear.
What about the mirror?
Yeah. So there is a shaila about this. Many poskim again are a bit more machmir, but there was family mesuras and family. Traditions to be lenient. Sell in the Yekish families. I was talking about close family, like brothers and sisters and stuff, like in the family surrounding without any marriage. Yeah. No. I'm talking about unmarried brothers and sisters. So in that case, many poskim say that it's fine. But
when benching, Suvian Shia Marlos, women, don't they sometimes in places, women start singing Shia Marlos at the table? Is that prohibited?
I don't know if there's a heter. I did see somewhere that if it's that if it's Dvarim Shebekedusha, it's a bit more lenient. But I don't know. I don't know if there's. I don't know. I think Pashtus. I don't know. What do you think about that? I think a Pashtus should be a problem. I don't know.
It should be seen and not heard.
Seen and not heard.
But you better scrub that.
Yeah.
You're not meant to look either.
Yeah. I think that's generally the approach is that to refrain from doing that. Okay, so these are basically the lochs of Kol B'Sha'eva. There's of course much more to be discussed, but I think this is the basic points on this. The loch. I wish you a very good Shabbos, gentlemen. A very, very good Shabbos.